Hello, and welcome once again to As It Is, our daily show for people learning American English. I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Today on the program, we visit with some musicians in Nigeria who are hoping to change their world.
They don't believe music is something that you can make money with or that can put food on your table. Or that music is something that can make you achieve anything.
But first, we hear how mobile phones are changing lives in Kenya, and not always for the better.
Test your English vocabulary, listening, and comprehension skills with our interactive articles online. Log on to learningenglish.voanews.com and find us on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube under VOA Learning English. That's all one word.
Mobile phones were once something only rich people used. But with prices falling, both rich and poor people now depend on them for both personal and professional needs. The World Bank asked two groups, iHub Research and Research Solutions Africa, to study mobile phone use in Kenya. They examined mobile phone use among Kenyans earning less than $2.50 a day. The groups reported their findings late last year. Jim Tedder tells us more.
Angela Crandall led the project. Her group found that 20% of those questioned chose to give up necessities like food or transportation in order to purchase minutes to use on their mobile phone. Some said they ate rice and vegetables instead of something more costly like meat so they could buy credit. Ms. Crandall says there was a reason for these decisions.
They thought that by using this money to call their friend or by having this airtime that they could text someone, they actually potentially could earn more money in the future. I definitely don't want people to blow this out of proportion. And the idea that, you know, the mobile phone is making people hungrier, I don't think necessarily is true. Other studies have shown that actually when people at the base of the pyramid get more money, it doesn't necessarily mean they'll spend it on food. And so I think that this is sort of a stereotype or misassumption that we make, that people are at the BOP are so hungry that any extra coin will go towards food. I don't think it's true, because we found even a small marginal income increase will actually go towards entertainment. So I think that this is, you know, exemplifies that finding. I would say that it really shows the value that Kenyans are placing on, you know, potentially getting.